Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you and glad to be your hosts here for a little bit on your local radio station. In today's competitive cattle markets, how do you make sure that you get the best price at market? It's simple. You start with the best. Slotin Angus's 36th annual bull sale featuring Man in Black will be February the 12th, starting at noon Mountain Time at Faith Livestock in Faith, South Dakota. You're invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event in Faith on February 12th. Slotin Angus Bull Sale.
And guess what? Today is the day. Day one of the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. It's going through February 3rd. Of course, that's next Saturday. They have so much going on. Well, first off, they have the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors. There's cattle shows, sales, horse shows and sales. There's extreme bull riding. There's bronc riding. There's breakfast with broncs. And there is a lot of variety when it comes to entertainment. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you're planning on going. The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo starts today, goes through next Saturday.
Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. Go to tsln.com. Kim, do you have something to share on the good stuff to start things off?
I thought I'd start with some cute little funny things that fit on bumper stickers. Remember bumper stickers?
Nobody uses bumper stickers anymore.
I know it.
They put stickers in the back of their window now.
Yeah, they do. And they get, what are they called? The license plates. Personalized.
Personalized license plates.
But I think bumper stickers are very funny. So, let's go over some of them. What do you think?
Okay.
Okay, here's one. I love my country. I fear my government.
Ooh, that's a good one. The whole purpose of your life is to serve as a warning to others.
How about this one? Schizophrenia beats being alone.
It's only a game until you lose.
That's right. When all else fails, lower your standards.
And let's do another one of those. As long as there are tests, there will be prayer in public schools.
Amen. Isn't that cute? Some bumper stickers for you. We've got more. We'll do them on a different day.
Do you remember the story of the woman and the fork? It's been around quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a favorite of mine, actually.
I'm going to share that.
Okay.
There was a young woman who had been diagnosed with a terminal illness and had been given 3 months to live. So, as she was getting her things in order, she contacted her pastor and had him come over to her house to discuss certain aspects of her final wishes. She told him which song she wanted sung at the service, what scriptures she would like read, and what outfit she wanted to be buried in. Everything was in order, and the pastor was preparing to leave when the young woman suddenly remembered something very important to her. "There's one more thing," she said excitedly. "What's that?" came the pastor's reply. "This is very important," the young woman continued. "I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor stood looking at the young woman, not knowing quite what to say. "That surprises you, doesn't it?" the young woman asked. "Well, to be honest, I'm puzzled by the request," said the pastor. The woman explained, "My grandmother once told me this story, and from that time on, I've always tried to pass it along to those I love and those who are in need of encouragement. In all my years of attending socials and dinners, I always remember that when the dishes of the main course were being cleared, someone would inevitably lean over and say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part because I knew that something better was coming, like velvety chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie, something wonderful and with substance. So, I just want people to see me there in the casket with a fork in my hand, and I want them to wonder, 'What's with the fork?' Then, I want you to tell them, 'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" The pastor's eyes welled up with tears of joy as he hugged the young woman and said goodbye. He knew that this would be one of the last times he would see her before her death, but he also knew that the young woman had a better grasp of heaven than he did. She had a better grasp of what heaven would be like than many other people twice her age. At the funeral, people were walking by the young woman's casket, and they saw the cloak that she was wearing and the fork placed in her right hand. Over and over, the pastor heard the question, "What's with the fork?" And over, he smiled. During his message, the pastor told the people of the conversation he had with the young woman shortly before she died. He also told them about the fork and about what it symbolized to her. He told the people how he could not stop thinking about the fork and told them that they probably would not be able to stop thinking about it either. He was right. So the next time you reach down for your fork, let it remind you ever so gently that the best is yet to come on the good stuff.